Love Talk Radio. Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone. Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all. Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Monday morning mindfulness. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Thank you so much for joining me this morning and for sharing this broadcast with someone. It is Higher Learning today, and I think we all know a lot about that, but we're going to start your week off with the mindfulness stress release session coming up at 7:15. But in the meantime, in between time, today is Monday, the 17th of January, 2022, and we are celebrating the life and the legacy of the humanitarian and activist Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. So remember that. In all that you do today, much of that was made possible by Dr. King, the freedoms that we have, and we still got a long way to go. 50 years later, and they still haven't passed certain laws. Not a good thing. So we still have work today. We will be joined by my former radio host, co-worker Pam Morris-Walton, who will be joining us in the after the 7:30 break. So be sure and tune in. If you're listening online, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. And if you're joining us on social media, it's a YouTube channel. You go to YouTube, you see that logo right there in the background and the one up there. That's our logo, Higher Learning TV Show. And on Facebook, HLNTV1, and also on Twitter and Instagram, Zelda Speaks, the number 2 and the letter U. Oh, and HLNTV Project on Instagram as well. That's our homeless project for those who don't know what that is. We just raised enough money to purchase our first generator of many for this year's, and thank you all for your donations. You see the information scrolling across the screen. Actually, there it is. We accept Cash App and Zelle and also PayPal. That's for higherlearningnetwork.org. It is a nonprofit. It is tax deductible, so you want to keep that in mind. And you're giving because sometimes people like to know that their donations are going well. Well, you can see where our donations are going. Go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Scroll down. You'll see the footage from donating our first generator of the year. Why a generator, Zelda? Because it's cold outside and the heater runs out. You need somewhere to plug it up to. That's why. So I'm always asking our viewers and listeners, if you have anything outside, blankets, I got some blankets, I got an old yoga mat, because that ground is cold. You ever laid on the, sat on the ground in the wintertime? It is cold. It is freezing cold. So that's our mission. For those who don't know, my little brother, Douglas Robinson, was murdered February 18th, 2019, and it brought my attention to the fact that there were so many homeless people. I had no idea. So, but now we know. So each one teach one, and yes, we are our brother's keepers. So, you know, this is America. We got way too much of everything, so it's time that we share. Cleaned out my closet yesterday, found a whole bunch of stuff. So if I can do it, you can do it too. Remember to set those DVRs, almost said VCR, DVRs for the Higher Learning Network TV show, which is Tuesdays at 6, Wednesdays at 1 on Channel 19. And 24/7 on the web, higherlearningnetwork.org. Be sure and check out my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. I know I talk fast, right? zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. I talk too fast. And thanks for subscribing while you're there on our Facebook and our YouTube page. And I do believe that is just about it. Except for your weather update, it is cloudy and cold today, freezing cold outside today. Traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kellett of itex.com. Itex is a barter agency. If you are a business owner or entrepreneur and you have products or services to offer, this is the opportunity for you. And you, when you sign on and use my name as the promo code, Zelda, Z-E-L-D-A. Thank you, Rich Figgy. You'll get a $100 bonus to go shopping immediately. Anything you need, cars, clothes, equipment, business equipment, just anything you think of. It's like if you go to the store, anything. It's just, you know, you learned it here on the Higher Learning Network. And if you're sweating bricks drinking this hot tea. Anyway, as we take a look at the Metro and CTA, there are no delays, but O'Hare and Midway, ooh, that's a whole nother story. You do not want to be headed to the airport this morning. 67 cancellations. I'm like, why fly? Just drive an Amtrak, a bus, or walk, ride, bike, something. Planes ain't look good right about that. Anyway, 67 cancellations, and Midway has about 47 cancellations. So I don't think I would be just... That's just me. Anyway, gotta go. Inbound on the Kennedy, it is 18 minutes, 15 minutes. Outbound on the Eaton, 22 in, 21 out. On the Eisenhower, 28 minutes in, 24 minutes out. There's an accident at California and Kedzie, so steer clear of that area. You want to get off and, you know, go roundabout way. That's the best bet. On the Stevenson, it's 34 minutes in from the Tri-State to Lakeshore Drive, 16 minutes on the outbound. Inbound, there's a crash at Harlem Avenue, so expect delays as well. On the Stevenson, 35 minutes in, Did I just say that? I just did. Inbound, 16 minutes. There's a crash at Harlem Avenue. On the day in Ryan, no delays. 95th to downtown, 13 minutes in, 11 minutes out. But on the outbound, there is an accident at 71st Street, so steer clear of that. On the Bishop Ford, 10 in, 11 out. And on the DuSable Lakeshore Drive, it is 10 minutes in and 11 minutes on reverse. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTech.com. Always giving thanks to the ancestors this morning for being available to us when we needed it, because we definitely need it. So thank you so very much as I take a look at what's coming up next. Excuse me, it is your 7:10, and I usually read a little inspiration this morning, so I'm going to read today from 57 Days with Pam Morris Walton, just a little bit. I just thought it was very interesting. I did not know all these years that I knew Pam. I had no idea that she wasn't born in Chicago. Wow, how do you miss that? Well, you know, you think you know and you don't know. Now you know. So I just wanted to share that. I just want to share the introduction with you, and I'll let her read when she comes on. But it says, she says, I, this is Pam Morris Walton speaking, I needed a new heart or I was not going to live. Oof. I could die. I didn't know where the new heart was going to come from or when it was going to come. I've been all over the world as a gospel artist, radio host, wife, mother, and friend. But in the midst of a busy life, the greatest battle of my life was upon me, and it was the search for a new heart that would replace the existing heart that was in my body. Wow. I never had a challenge like this before, but God brought me through many situations before, and despite these personal victories, this was the biggest test that would challenge my faith and leave me relying on something bigger than myself, God. I no longer had control of my life, and this was scary for a woman who had strong faith but didn't have the answer to a problem that threatened to take my life. For over 3 decades, I was a radio host who helped thousands of listeners with spiritual guidance with my music and inspirational words. As a mother, I was always quick to give advice to my sons about love, life, and people. Now it was me who needed help. The words that I said helped so many. I recall being in a restaurant and the entire family thanked me and said, "You don't know how your words helped me. I am now blessed to receive what I have given others." And I received lots of supports from family and close friends, but the only person who could give me the victory was God. I had nowhere to turn but God. And the story goes on. And I'll let her tell you more about that. About faith. That's a woman of faith. Is that not a woman of faith? Well, if that's not a woman of faith, I don't know what is. Excuse me. And I have faith that you have faith. The challenge of whatever it is that you're going through, excuse me, it didn't come to stay. It's a test. Remember the screens on the TV used to go off at 12 o'clock at night? I know it's still 24/7 now. But it used to say, this is a test. Are you up to the test? Are you up to a breathing exercise this morning? As I give thanks to the ancestors who made my way possible here this morning, I give thanks for all that you have done. And I particularly give thanks for the ancestors, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. I remember as a little bitty girl living in the projects on Stateway Garden, 3651 South Federal, apartment 907. We had to ride the bucket of back of the bus. In 1969. Yes, we still had to ride the back of the bus. So I give thanks for the Montgomery boycott. Because I was a little girl, I couldn't understand why I got to sit at the back of the bus. Why I can't sit up front by the driver. See all the things that he sees. I digress. But But thank you, Dr. King. And thank you for your legacy. Thank you for the work that you've done and the leaders, the real sincere leaders, not the ones who do it for advertisement, and but for those who do it pure from the heart. And that's what I'm grateful for. So what are you grateful for? Let us give thanks. And in that giving thanks, let us begin the process of Monday morning mindfulness, our stress relief. So this is the process where we practice breathing, because most of us don't breathe correctly. We breathe incorrectly because we haven't been taught, and they don't teach that in school because they don't want you to know that there's power in the breath. The breath is your first line of defense. And if you prepare yourself mentally, you can do marvelous things. You can do wonderful things. You can do things that you never even thought you could do just by breathing. What? For real, Zelda? Yes, for real, Zelda. You can do this. So let us become still. We will simply breathe out and breathe in through our nose. I learned something the other day and I want to share with you. Hold in, breathing in. To the count of four. Hold it to the count of seven. And breathe out to the count of eight. Through your nose. I'm talking, so I've got to breathe through my mouth. Okay, you got that? To the count of four. Breathe in, take a deep breath to the count of four. Hold it for 7 seconds, and then let it out for 8 seconds. So four, seven, eight. Let's try that together. Breathe in deeply. Hold it. Different, wasn't it? Let's try it again. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. Wow. Did you feel that relaxing? Did you feel all that tension just go away? Did you feel that? Let's do it again. Inhale deeply to the count of four. Hold it. And exhale. So you gotta let that exhale, you gotta really blow it out hard. Okay, let's do it again. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. That's a different take. I feel the difference. Do you feel the difference? Let's do it again. Inhale deeply. Count to yourself. Hold it. And exhale, pushing that air out from the stomach. As we continue to breathe in and breathe out, counting on your own, giving thanks for the power of the breath, because someone somewhere is not as lucky as you and don't have the ability to breathe in and breathe out on their own. They may have a trachea in their throat, They may have asthma. They may have a number of conditions, congestive heart failure. Let us keep them in prayer, along with the sick and the shut-in, the incarcerated and the non-believers. Let us breathe in. Don't you feel good? Oh, I just want to breathe all day. I hope so. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And exhale. All through the nose. Are your eyes closed? I hope they are. I hope you're not looking at me. You should be looking at the inside of your eyelids. So close them. Close them. Inhale deeply. Hold it. And feel the tension release from your body as you breathe out. Oh, yes, that feels so good. At this time, as we breathe, let's stretch. Stretch, 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 stretch. Oh, yes, feel that stretch. The body needs to stretch like a cat in the morning. If you're sitting in a high back chair like I am, always turn around. Grab the back of the chair and breathe in. And just feel what's going on in the body. Yes. Take another deep breath. Inhale deeply. Exhale and turn around and feel that stretch. If you got a chair with the back, just feel the stretch in the body. Now, this is something I learned last night on Viata's show, Soul Purpose Healing, which comes on 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Go back and see that. It's at blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution. Sunday night, Soul Purpose Healing with Viata. And the, was it a doctor? I can't remember, but the young man that was on, scientist, I'm not sure. He said, take your three fingers and put them right here on your neck. And feel the pulse beating. Feel that blood rushing through your veins. That's your pulse. Close your eyes and breathe in. And feel the connection with mind, body, and spirit. As you breathe in and as you breathe out, be reminded that that pulse that you feel, that is the live connection to the Creator, which gave you a heart that pumps blood effortlessly throughout your body. As you breathe in, hold it. You really feel it then. And as you breathe out, breathe in deeply, feeling that pulse beating throughout your neck. And if you can't feel it in your neck, try your fingers on your wrist. I'm sure you feel that. If you're not, you're not here with it. Breathe in deeply. Hold it. As we give thanks for the power of the breath and the connection that we feel from the pulse of the blood moving in, up, and down, and around the veins, circulating and percolating and keeping us breathing as we breathe in. We give thanks for the power of the breath because it is the breath that keeps us here. So this time, as we breathe in, feel the breath from the top of the head down through the face, the chin, and the shoulders. Inhale deeply. And as you exhale, take these two fingers in your thumb and squeeze the back of the neck. That's the vagus nerve. That's the vagus nerve that is attached to your immune system, so you want to stimulate it, keep it stimulated. And rub the back of your neck. See all that tension that's back there. And feel free to take these fingers and massage those shoulders, because that's where we hold a lot of our tension as we breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. It just feels good every time you breathe. Doesn't it feel good? Yes, yes. Inhale deeply once more. Hold it. And as you exhale, feel the love and light of the blood that is moving through your veins as it moves down with your breath throughout the solar plexus, the arms, the sides, and the back, and the stomach, the solar plexus as we breathe in. Giving thanks for the power of the breath because it can keep us in a calm state of consciousness when there is chaos and confusion around us. That's why we breathe in. Hold it. And as we breathe out, continue to let that light of love from your breath move down through your thighs and your knees. Oh, yes, those glorious knees. Giving love, light, and energy to those knees and moving on down the legs to the ankles and the arches and the insteps. Feel free to rub any part of your body that is sending you messages. We don't like to call it pain. We just call it a message because it's been sending us a message. We might want to do something different as we breathe in. And as we breathe out, giving thanks for the power of the breath as it continues to go and flood our toes. Wiggle those toes, sending that love, light, and energy back up through the ankles, the arches, and the instep, the top and the bottom of the feet as we breathe in. Bringing all that energy back up through the legs and the knees. Oh, yes, these glorious skaters' knees, skaters' knees, skaters' knees. We give thanks for these knees. I can't skate anymore, but I can breathe, and that's all that matters to me. As we breathe in, hold it. And as we exhale, bringing the breath of the energy back up through our hips, our buttocks, and our thighs, and our waist, and our chest. As we breathe in, continue taking long, deep inhales and exhales as you bring the energy of the breath back up through the shoulders and the arms. You stretch those arms, move that body, and do what we refer to here as the higher learning hip roll, because when we sit all day, we become stagnant. We got to keep the energy moving. If you're not doing the higher learning hip roll, you're simply breathing in. Hold it, and you are breathing out. Does that not feel good? I just want to sit here all day and just breathe. Well, I do intend on breathing the rest of the day, but just at this moment, because it's so peaceful and so calm, and I am so connected to the Creator, as we all are. We just have to acknowledge it and wait on it and be present with the breath as we breathe in. Hold it. And as we breathe out, we give thanks for this breath because someone somewhere made it possible for us to have this experience. We are not here on an island by ourselves. We are in the midst of a society that does not respect our presence. And for that, we forgive the power of the breath. And say a prayer for them because they know not what they do. We live by the word, we speak the word, and we give thanks for the word as we breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. Because it is the power of the breath that will keep us calm and keep us centered and keep us healthy. And it's all just by breathing. You simply breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. So just know that the power of the breath is your first line of defense. When you are attacked mentally, emotionally, don't react. Don't say anything. Just start breathing. Take a deep breath. And breathe out this time through your mouth. Because if there's someone in front of you and you just happen to forget to brush your teeth or have a little garlic or lemon, a little funk on your breath, I promise you when you breathe out, they'll get back. They will not be all up in your face trying to figure out what color is Kool-Aid. And that will give you a temporary relief from the drama, whatever it is that's going on. So just remember, during the course of the day, simply breathe in and breathe out. And I promise you, your day will be 100% better. And be sure and go to my YouTube channel, Zelda Speaks, or Zelda Speaks Mindfulness. And there's testimonials there, there's other exercises there, so be sure and go check it out, okay? All right, I want to thank you so very much. If you enjoyed that experience when you call in this morning, be sure and share how you enjoyed it. I have a comment from my sister of the microphone, Vieta Robinson, says, Grand Rising Queen Sister, yes, feeling good as we fly. First, love yourself. That's right. I learned that last night on your show, Vieta. Fly, F-L-Y. Yeah, you a fly girl? Yeah, girl, because I'm first loving myself. Because this is how we do it. So thank you for sharing that, my sister. I greatly appreciate that. It is time for our very first commercial break. It's 7:29, actually it's 7:30, so we're going to have our first commercial break. And when we come back, we will be speaking with our very own sister of the microphone, that is Pam Morris-Walton, author of 57 Days, along with the celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King. Thank you, Dr. King, and all the ancestors who came before me to make my way possible. Thank you. Stay close. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movements. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on The Female Solution.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the Earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
What if you could live to be 120 years old and remain active, healthy, alert, and vibrant? Our bodies are made up of cells that are constantly rejuvenating. So if we take proper care of ourselves, we can literally defy aging. Join us every Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time to learn about self, cell care from Susan Essentials on the Female Solution Blog Talk Radio Show. Learn how to help your body and your cells feel rejuvenated each day through proper nutrition, sleep, frequency medicine, and many unconventional methods of self-care. I'm Jody Susan. Join me and my amazing guests by calling in at 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. We'll help you achieve a breakthrough in your health today.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution. Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the Mindfulness Moment Tip of the Day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Joining us back here. I got lipstick on. Sorry about that, y'all. Thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness. Thank you so much for joining us today as we are celebrating the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King. And I think the King birthday celebration should be going on today because I know Pam Morris is usually there. But she's here with us this morning, author and radio host, Pam Morris Walton. I do believe she is here in the room waiting for us. There she is. There she is. Yes, my sister of the microphone. Thank you so much for joining us, Pam. Welcome to Monday Morning Mindfulness.
It's so good to be here. Thank you for what you do so well.
I am only a reflection of you, my sister. Thank you so, so much. I got a chance to read the first couple of chapters. Pam, I didn't even know you weren't from Chicago. How could I not know that?
Born in West Virginia, 7 decades plus 2.
Ooh, and look at you, girl, looking good here. Oh, Lord, I can't wait to get 7 decades plus 2. No, I don't. It is, after reading your story, I'm thinking to myself, wow. That's all I could say was, wow. This is the most fascinating story. I didn't even know you were sick, Pam.
Lots of people didn't know, Zelda, that I was sick because it was difficult for me to accept it myself.
So,
not being able to accept that this person that you read about in the introduction needs a heart. How am I going to, and a broadcaster, how am I going to get on the radio and tell you? How am I going to accept the fact that your gospel sister needs a heart? That means someone has to die for me to live.
I didn't think about it that way.
You are living with the heart you were born with.
Right.
I have Mario's heart.
You have what heart?
Mario's heart.
Mario's heart. So you know the actual name of the donor.
And the family.
And the family. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Are they from, where are they from? They're his family.
The area.
They're
from this area.
Oh, from this area. Okay, yes, loud and clear.
And not only did Mario save my life, he donated 6-7 organs to save 7 lives.
Really?
I'm one. 2 African Americans, 2 Caucasians, and 2 Hispanic. I got the heart.
Wow. That is.
That's a true story.
Wow. You know, we see these stories on TV, Pam. But it's not real to us because it's like it's television. It's out there. We don't know anyone who has had, personally, who has had that experience, and you've had that experience, and you live to tell about it, to talk about it.
I wrote the story that I lived, and Zelda, the reason it's called 57 Days is that I was in the hospital 57 days, but the miraculous heart came in 27 days, where some people are still waiting for a heart.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
I am one of God's walking miracles.
Wow. Is there an average time that one has to wait for a heart? Because it could be years, couldn't it?
It's months to years.
Wow. That is.
I got my heart in 27 days.
In 27 days after the diagnosis that you needed a new heart. That you talked about being in denial because you couldn't possibly be in need of a heart. This is Pam Morris, well-known, renowned, traveled all over the world, speaker, international speaker, author. I mean, just all over the place. And then life just had to stop and sit you down.
Yeah.
What was that experience like?
It was difficult. But my faith, I almost let go. Thank you, Kurt Carr. That solved a lot of life to me. Carries a lot of life to me.
Yes.
But God ordered my steps and helped me with my family. And because of my upbringing, because of where I was raised in West Virginia, up on the hill, on Red's Hill, at the church.
Okay.
I had a personal experience with God that helped me. Or I don't know if I would have made it. And an incredible family and a wonderful Frank Walton, my husband.
And when I saw you had gotten married, I was like, wow, Pam got married? And that, nobody knew. It was like, am I the only person that didn't know?
No, I don't think a lot of people knew because I've been married before. And I have two wonderful adult sons who I'm very proud to be able to say I'm their mother. However, that marriage did not work out after 2.5 decades.
Oh.
And later on, another decade or two, maybe almost in that area, I met Frank through a dear friend of mine named Jocelyn DePasselin, who reached me to say, girl, Frank lost his wife. And I was like, okay. And she said, you act like you don't know him. And really, I didn't. I didn't know him. He was a Facebook friend, like 4,900 and some others were.
Really?
Yeah. So I went on Facebook, and I saw him, and I said, oh, I remember me seeing him. And I called her back. I got his address. I called him. I sent him a card praying for you and a bag of tea. Well, I sent everybody tea bags. So that wasn't nothing unusual.
I love tea. Where's mine?
And I guess it was, he was working in Chicago. He was listening to my radio program in a certain hour, and I guess he thought I always played quartet music, but I only play that in the last hour, usually that much quartet music. And he called me. It's a long story, so I'm going to make it short. And I would say after he lost his deceased wife, it was, let me see, that was in October. And I think it was in July or August of the following year that I was going to an event. And the late Takora Rogers.
Takora Rogers, yes.
The late Takora Rogers called me up and invited me to Gospel on the Boat.
Gospel, I remember.
On the Spirit of Chicago.
I remember that.
And he made me promise her I wouldn't come by myself.
Oh, okay.
I said, what? She said, you come to things by yourself. You show up and you leave early. That's true. And I was into what I did on the radio. I was into loving people, doing what I do. I was not, you know, I wasn't, because most men are married or they are divorced and seeing people. So I wasn't, you know. And do you know, I found his card. I called him. And before I could give him everything that was going to be happening in that July date, he said yes. Frank Walton said yes. He didn't even let me finish telling him where I was going to meet him, where was going to where the gospel cruise at Lady Pier. I mean, it wasn't no big deal, but it was a big deal. But Takora made me promise I wasn't coming by myself. So I signed his card. I reached him. I said, Frank Walton, this is Pam Morris. I was in Virginia Beach, Virginia, with my son and family, looking over the lake, over the ocean. And baby, it just turned out, this is so crazy, and I normally wouldn't do this, but I'm going to tell you. I called him, he said yes. I told my girlfriend in Los Angeles, and she said, well, you don't know him, do you? I said, no, but we just going out on the lake. She said, no, wait a minute, you need to call him up, go out and at least meet him before the event, so you at least have something to talk about. Do you know that I called him and we met for dinner at Laurie's Prime Rib, which now closed, at Table 12? One year and 6 months later, he proposed to me at Table 20, Laurie's Prime Rib.
Oh, my goodness, the same place.
That's a true story. Where I saw him the first time in person.
Sat down and had a conversation.
Now, that's a true story.
And that's smart. That's what girlfriends will do for you. No, Miss Thing.
She said, you don't know. I said, but we just brought on the lake front.
Right.
She said, sit down and have dinner. At least talk to him.
He said, okay.
And I did. And I thought he was going to pick me up. He met me there, and I was late. But see, I was retired. So I parked in South Park.
Okay.
He parked in, what does that do when they take your car?
Valet.
He parked in valet.
Okay.
I'm saving money.
Okay. Anybody trying to take $50 a park?
That's enough. But I will say this, he was with me all 57 days.
Oh, wow. All 57 days. See, that's why it's important when you get older to treat people right. Because when you do, the right people will be there when you need them. If you've been horrible all your life or you've been mean-spirited to people, it's going to show up at a time when you least expect it. And you wonder why nobody wants to come and see you and when you need help. That is fascinating. That's a fascinating story.
That just came out. 57 days, my story I'm supposed to be talking about. But he's in the book, chapter one, I describe him.
Oh, and just for our listeners and viewers who are watching, and just in case you just tuned in, we're chatting with my sister of the microphone, Pam Morris Walton, author of 57 Days. Fascinating story. Had no idea. So I'm pleasantly surprised, as are the listeners and the viewers. I want to back up for just a moment. You talked about Takora Rogers.
Yeah, I loved her.
I know Takora from being a producer at Chicago Access Television. We're both
producers.
That's
where we met. I was working at the city of Chicago, and that's where we met.
You were working where?
I was working in the mayor's office of the city of Chicago.
Oh, okay.
And that's where I met Takora.
At Takora.
She called me up and said, I want to be on the festival.
Really?
True story.
Wow, and Takora can sing, baby. Excuse me. Takora can sing. There's a difference between singing and singing.
Takora never told you no.
She was such a sweetheart. I had written my first book, and she invited, come on, talk about the book. And I was like, really? Oh, okay. Such a sweetheart. Such a wealth of information, and she did not mind sharing it. Continued prayers for her husband that she left behind, Neil Harper.
Neil is
a producer at KNTV as well. So kudos to Takora. Long live the spirit of Takora Rogers. Beautiful lady.
Beautiful heart. Only a few people knew I was in the hospital. I just said I was around the corner of the street under doctor's care. Never mentioned the hospital. I had lost weight. I called a Valerie.
with the heart ailment?
I had caught a virus. That's why I needed a heart.
Oh, whoa. Wow. So how long had you been having this heart issue, Pam? Or did you know, or did it just happen suddenly? How did that come to be?
In chapter 1, February 2016, I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. And the only thing I was thinking about was, what does this mean?
Mm.
It's my eldest son's 45th birthday.
Mm.
I had never been sick.
Never.
I hadn't been in the hospital since I had, other than, you know, colonoscopy.
Yeah.
Mammogram.
Yeah.
I hadn't been in the hospital since I had my youngest son. He's 48.
Wow.
My oldest is 50.
Wow.
Sorry, guys, I'm telling your age on
this. Girl, ain't nothing wrong with telling your age. You know, we can't listen to what they say about women and age, because, you know, black don't crack. That's just a fact. I'm sorry. Ooh, did that
girl,
rhyme? Yeah, I'm sorry. But I had to say
but both of my sons, yeah, very proud of them. One's a tennis pro, one's an aviator.
Wow, a tennis pro.
Yeah, he teaches tennis, and his son is a tennis champ.
Oh, wow. I love that. I love that because Venus and Serena have put little black children on the map.
Yes, they have.
Being tennis players. I want to read, Pam, something that I didn't know. In your book, it says many people have died from congestive heart failure, including people who are in the entertainment business, as well as they include U.S. Presidents John Adams, James Monroe, McDonald's founder Ray Kroc, actress, we knew Elizabeth Taylor had heart problems, jazz singer Lena Horne. I did not know about Lena Horne and gospel singer artist Mahalia Jackson. I said Mahalia Jackson, really?
Congestive heart failure.
Had no idea. Looking at some of our comments here, our sister Vieta Robinson says, so much fun listening to you two queens. All right, we received that. Thank you, queen. We appreciate that. That is simply, you know, I guess because in entertainment, you can't know everything that's going on behind the scenes. But I just
and a lot of people don't want you to know.
No. And I understand that.
It took everything out of me to get on the radio. After I was released from the hospital after 57 days on the first day of autumn, September 22nd, on that Sunday, I was on the radio, and the first song after Aretha was Wind Beneath My Wings, where I was thanking Dr. Bal Jubinandan and his team and the wonderful nurses at the University of Chicago Medicine for blessing me as I had a heart transplant. That's the first time it was announced on that Sunday in 2016.
Wow.
And you just don't know. It's different for different people. Some people, I mean, Gift of Hope, whom I love, Jack Lynch, they were going to do a campaign. They came to the hospital. They were going to do a campaign. WGN came four times.
Really?
Because I was number four to have that advice, that device that's in the book.
Oh, yeah.
The new pulse device.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. I'm going back to my notes. He's talk about the new pulse.
Yes.
It was a life vest.
Yes.
A balloon pump.
I was number four to have the new pulse.
Wow.
Device that was coming from here down to here, and I'm carrying a 7-pound machine. It's in the book.
Say that again. Coming from where to where?
Coming from here.
Mm-hmm.
Down to my side.
Wow.
And then I'm carrying the device on me, which weighed about 7 pounds.
Wow. And what page is that on, Pam?
Well, there's a whole chapter on
it. Yeah, I know it's in chapter one because that was the first chapter.
You know,
it was in the first chapter. Okay. But you also...
But the device is on page 25, but before you get to page 25, I mentioned that you see the device on page 25.
Oh, there's okay. I didn't get that far.
That's right.
Of you wearing
it.
Where it is referred to as a life vest. Wow.
Yes. No. It is a second heartbeat.
Oh, okay.
The life vest is what I had to wear. That's another story.
Okay. Speaking of a story, this is a funny story here. It said every patient. You talked about wearing the cotton smock. I'm Pam Morris. I can't wear a cotton smock like everybody else. You know, where's my fur? Where's my chenille house room? I can't hear a cousin. That was so funny.
Back.
I was laughing.
It ties in the back, and if you turn over, you see all of your... Zelda, I was not... The cotton smock was not allowed in my room except for procedures.
Ooh, that was funny.
I had my husband surveying a wardrobe of my clothes to the university.
I ain't mad at you, girl.
And you will see me in my clothes in pictures in this book. This is a professional picture that was taken by Kerry Waters from Divine Design. But inside this is pictures taken with an iPhone.
Okay.
Including the picture with me that my son took after the operation with about 15 tubes.
Ooh, wow.
It's in the book.
Also in the book is the story about the phlebotomist and the butterfly needle. I thought that was cute. I said, wow, I'm not the only one who has a, not a phobia, but just,
I learned about the needle, and I...
Think about a butterfly needle.
A little over 120 needles within 57 days. And on one day, or 2 days, well, I speak about the false alarm. That's in here. That's one chapter, but I didn't have one false alarm. I wrote about one false alarm.
Ooh.
All right? So when it's a false alarm, after you got that needle in the morning and your vitals, they'll come back in and rush and take more because they got to make sure your the blood has to match. The blood has to be a perfect match.
Okay.
Zelda, the blood has to be a perfect match. You heard them songs, oh, the blood.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Nothing but
wow.
blood.
Wow.
It's in the blood. You know they say come in and get blood drawn?
Mm-hmm. It's in
blood.
Mm. That's powerful. Because if you get the wrong blood.
You got me telling it. I wasn't going to do all of this.
You history. It's also fun where you talk about, funny, where you talk about, good morning, sunshine. I felt your words on that page as you were speaking. I was like, wow. For those who are just tuning in, we're talking to, it's a celebration of Dr. Martin Luther King. And when we come back from the break, I want to talk about your participation in the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast. Because you're usually there at this time. Doesn't it start at 9 o'clock this morning?
I think it always starts at 8.
Oh, at 8. So it starts at about 10.
But I believe it's virtual.
It is virtual.
Yeah.
So, and I know you're always there, so do you have to leave or can you just, okay, good. 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. Before we go to commercial break, we're going to open up the lines and take a call or two. 312-671, you're live on the Female Solution Grand Rising. What's your name? Where are you calling from? 312-671. Grand Rising, you are live on the air. Okay, we will come back to you.
You are tuned in to the Soulful Chicago Book Fair 2020 Vision Fundraising Campaign. That's right. You can support the vision of reviving black literary excellence in this city by simply taking your $20 or more and donating it on our website. Visit www.soulfulchicagobookfair.com and click the Donate tab on our homepage or give us a call at 646-359-6605 and we welcome you, helping us breathe literary life into the South Side of Chicago.
Thank you. Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Oh man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viasa. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And thank you for being a part of the solution, and thank you for joining us here on The Female Solution. I'm your host, Zelda Speaks, and we are joined by author and radio host, master star of the microphone, Pam Morris-Walton.
You're my sister, too. I've admired you for years.
Wow, I never knew that. I had no idea.
I admired you for years. I was actually mailing some book orders from PamMorrisSpeaks.com, from the website. That's where you can get the autographed copies with your bookmark and writing pen so you can write your story.
Mm.
And I was standing in line, and when I got downstairs, a lady came to me and said, I want your book. I'm in the parking lot. Now, you know, when somebody comes up to your car and you're in the parking lot, you kind of, you know, I jumped. And, of course, my heart raced because it was a surprise. She said, I know Zelda, and you do too. I can't think of her name right now, but she just spoke of you, and we stood there and talked about 5 minutes about you.
Really?
In the main processing post office on, where is it, Harrison?
Harrison, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about you.
Wow.
And I tried to reach you.
Well, that's so hard. Wow.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Well, you know, thank you. Thank us. Thank you for being here. You know, Effie always has my information. Effie and I stay in contact. But
you know what? I meant to call Effie and get that. That's right.
Girl,
I love the girl.
Girl, let me tell you.
I love all of you. You know, we're sisters. What do you say? We're in the same boat together.
I got to say this, Pam. The one thing that I loved about you, we didn't work together a lot, but you know, we saw each other in passing at V103 and at Gospel Radio 1390, but the times that I did see you, the first time We had a meeting in the boardroom. I ain't calling no names because that's not necessary. Water under the bridge. But you spoke up and you spoke out. And I said, I like this sister already. She don't bite her tongue for nobody because you and I both know that the entertainment industry is ugly. It is especially gospel. And most people think that it's heaven. No, it's not. It's everything but. And you open your mouth and you spoke your piece because everybody else is afraid of getting fired. You didn't care. I'm Pam Morris, and who gives you the right? Right now. I like this sister already.
I don't remember that, but
I do.
I will say this to you. I think gospel's always had a hard time, and I've never really understood why it always had a hard time, but when I was listening to Sasha speak about it last week, and I was saying that she should have never, whether she was jazz or classical, she should have never had that much of a difficult time trying to do something as wonderful as gospel, because of what gospel is and what it means and what it's good news. I wrote a whole chapter about gospel. It's medicine. It's healing. Why is it that we have such a difficult time selling it, getting it its time that it deserves? It deserves the same platform. Even with the festival, there was difficulties. And I haven't read Sasha's book in completion, but I give her so much credit for doing what she did because I came after her.
Yes.
I just added to the home that she had built. That's all I did. It's like adding an extra garage or an extra bedroom.
I'm so glad you said that.
I give her so much love and gratitude that she hung in there and did what I did when I got there. I fought. It. I lived it. I breathe it. And I still do.
I love the fact that when I read Sasha Dalton, in case you don't know who she's talking about, just tuned in.
Oh, yeah.
It's a celebration of life of Dr. Martin Luther King with author, radio host, Pam Morris Walton. Last week we had Sasha Dalton on, and one of the things that I learned, here's why I love reading. I swore when I graduated from college I'd never read another book in my life. I lied. I wrote, you know. Anyway. Don't say what you won't do because you're going to do exactly just that. Just that. So I'm reading Sasha Dalton's book, Unplugged, the book.com, available at that site. And she talked about how she and Harold Washington were friends and how she brought this information to him. And I was like, really? Wow, talk about behind the scenes. Had no idea that they were friends. And I just had to include that.
There were so many
comments here. Sasha Dalton. Everyone, look, they don't know what they're talking about. Me. Oh, bless you. Bless you.
And I think that what's good about what Sasha did do is that she hung in there. Now, administrations do change.
Mm-hmm.
Things change. People do things different. I can't think of the gentleman that was, after Sasha was not there in that position. I can't think of his name. He was pleasingly plump. He was a minister. He was from fellowship. I can't think of his name, but I know I heard through Avis, I think it was, Lavelle, he was really trying to get that position when the leadership things changed. When I received a call, I was totally shocked. I could not believe it, even though I had hosted as a radio announcer at the festival in the past. I had been, because they would pull in announcers and so forth. But when it happened, I was thankful. I felt blessed. But to carry on something someone else has built so well, that's a blessing.
Cool.
All right. It's not where you go and you get at each other. No, you appreciate each other. And that's the real Pam. I'm born in West Virginia, okay?
Okay.
This is the real thing. What you see, I wake up. Ginger tea.
Oh, you know a few things. Yeah.
Girl, that works.
Girl, I live on tea. Everybody talking about your coffee. have you decaffeinated, carbonate? What? Give me some tea.
I am a tea girl.
Give
me
some tea.
I just wanted to say that. I just wanted to bring that up and say that. And I hope that Sasha, as I hope everyone takes this book and reads my story about 57 days.
Yes.
I hope that they get that book of hers called Unplugged and share it, because it deserves to be in the hands of people to read.
Because there's so much Chicago history. And this young Andrea D. Morris says, yes, and they're still talking.
Oh, that's my daughter-in-law.
Oh, wow, yes. And Daphne. Hi, daughter-in-law. And Daphne.
Oh, my three.
Is that Daphne? Daphne Walker. Great book.
Uh-huh.
A must read. Bless your heart. Thank you so much, Daphne, for looking at
I kind of talk a lot about other things in this book, but the intro tells you a little bit
Yes, it does.
I have done, and all of this, what happened to all of this lady, well, she needed a new heart.
Yeah.
So that's what the actual book is about, is the fact that 57 days I spent in the hospital. And I have to tell you, Dr. Martin Luther King said faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. And I know Dr. King was right. And you know why? I took the first step not seeing. But my faith in God and my family and my close family friends helped pull me through.
Amen.
Then I was able to come out.
Okay.
Listen, I am not going to brag to you, but I'm going to say I thank God that I am 5 years and 5 months with a new heart with no rejection and no infection.
Hallelujah.
None.
Because if you had rejection, you would not be here, my sister. You've got work to do. It's simple. Otherwise, you'd have been gone. You've got more work to do.
I don't have that book up here. I wish I, maybe during your next break, I'll go get a picture.
Okay.
Years ago, I donated my hair to a cancer survivor.
Yes, I remember that. I remember that.
Not knowing years later someone would donate me.
Oh my goodness. Talk about good karma. Didn't think about that. Wow. What if you had not donated your hair? Ooh. See, because we have been conditioned to think that hair is who you are, and it is the furthest thing from the truth. So if it's the furthest thing from, if hair is the best thing on the planet, then why are we covering it up? Why are we getting rid of our hair and putting on other people's hair? And we're bald here, and we're bald in the top. Why are we doing that?
Now, I'm not going to go there, but I do want to say I didn't know hair was that expensive.
Extremely expensive.
I was in the store getting a little gel, and the lady was in front of me. And when they said her bill was $670, I looked and I was a little crazy, I guess. I was in Country Club Hills, and I asked the cash register. I said, what did she buy for $670? And the lady looked at me and she said, hair.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
She had these long, it was several packages.
Long packs, yeah.
But I didn't know hair cost that much.
I didn't either. I had no idea. And that's
maybe
not to knock the sisters who have.
Maybe it's the grade. Maybe it's the grade. Okay.
Yeah.
It's, I know, 57 days.
Yeah. It's the
grade. We'll go back.
Yeah.
We'll
yeah.
go back to
57
days.
And,
but I did donate my hair, not knowing God would later bless me with
I want to make this distinction, because there are our sisters who have other people's hair, and that's fine, because it's a process.
Oh.
We go through what we go through
until
we learn better.
And not only that, some of us need to do that.
Yeah, we do.
So to make that clarity.
And, yeah.
And don't think I haven't put on a couple of wigs.
Oh, girl, please, I love wigs. The only reason why I don't wear them
like
now because
I
can't fit my head in. Hello.
Decided I like this look.
Grand Rising. Jody Susan, our Tuesday morning host, says Grand Rising, and people may not want gospel because people don't want to heal. It takes them out of their path, which is where they are comfortable. Wow. Thank you, Jody.
Wow, that's a powerful statement.
Wow. Wow, didn't think of that one. Daphne Walker says, Delphine Walker says, good morning. Andrea says, good morning.
Andrea says, good morning.
And no rejection, no infection. Yes, baby, no rejection, no infection. Because if you had have had an infection, you would not be here. She also says, good karma. Yeah, what goes around comes around. So if you, it is 8:15, and if you just joined the conversation this morning, we're celebrating the life and legacy of those who came before us and made our way possible. And my sister of the microphone, Pam Morris Walton, I had to get used to that Walton. I was like, I know Pam Morris. I don't know Pam Morris Walton. But anyway.
Well, you know what? I use the last name Walton because even though most people and a lot of people know in my career as it's been Pam Morris, I'm thankful for that, but I honor my husband.
Right. Right.
Walton.
Right.
So it's either way, it's fine. But I do that because I think that's the right thing to do.
I agree wholeheartedly because
I want to tell you, I want to go back after when you come back and talk a little bit more about the device that I was on.
Okay, well, we got a few minutes.
Okay, the device that I was on called New Pulse Albed was implanted into my left artery below my collarbone through a 2-inch incision. And the batteries and software were inside the external drive that weighed about 6 to 7 pounds in a black box that I wore with me for 648 hours until one morning I was blessed with a new heart. And I was told, no water, no food, the heart has arrived.
What?
Yes, ma'am. It's in the book.
The heart has a mind. Wow. Wow. I just learned last night on Viata's show, Soul Purpose Healing, that the brain. What did she say? I can't. Viata.
About the connection? Did she mention something about the connection?
Yeah,
of the
I
brain
can't
the
remember
heart?
The exact words. So, Viata, if you're listening, call in and share that with us. 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak.
Well, I will say this to you. You're connected right now with your brain, your heart, because you have the heart that you were born with. Now, would you say that I'm connected with the brain and the heart, and I have Mario's heart?
Absolutely. Without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow of a doubt. Connected is not the word. Connected, yeah. In sync. Countdown. I've got the my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. Countdown to Dr. Martin Luther King's celebration, author of 57 Days, Radio Pam Moore. So you'll see that on my blog as we're honoring Dr. King and his legacy today. But as I scroll up, you can go to the blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, and you'll see Pam Moore. She's right there. 57 Days. That is the book that put you in a place, a continuous place, to continue to help people.
Can I tell you why I wrote the book?
Please.
I love you. It's on page number 6 in the introduction. I wrote 57 days for persons that know someone or personally have had a medical challenge or life-threatening situation with their heart. As you will read the pages, I've written to never have been sick beyond a cold or flu-like symptoms, I find myself being told, you need a heart. A voice took residence in my brain and said, tell your story. That's why I wrote the book. I want to bless somebody else that know somebody that has congestive heart failure. Now, nobody may not have the story I have. I can only tell you my story.
Right. Absolutely.
Somebody else may have worn the smock every day.
Mm-hmm. A whole lot of people wear a smock every day. Not Pam Moore.
But to wear the smock every day, that doesn't lift your spirits too much. You know, you're looking the same way. I got up, I put on my makeup, I put on my lipstick, I wore pearls, same pearls my son gave me that he bought in Dubai when he was there. He's a former United States Lieutenant Commander, United States Navy. He bought these pearls and these.
Bless
and I wore these every day in the hospital.
Oh, wow. That's a good point, Pam. I never thought about that. Yeah, you get up and you look good. Chances are you're sending a
child to the
bank. You're gonna feel
what
good.
What did you just do in your breathing exercise? Mm. What was it you just did?
Mm-hmm.
What was you telling us to do in turn and feel good about ourselves and breathe?
Mm-hmm.
You were telling us that. You feel better when you do it when you're dressed up.
Yeah. All right, now.
I looked at you this morning. You look mighty good to me.
All right. Well, thank you, my sister. Thank you, my sister. Vieta Robinson says exercise, meditation, and fasting all improve function of the brain. I had no idea. Listening to the show last night, you got to go back and hear the show Soul Purpose Healing on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution. Mm-hmm. I had no idea the brain had this much. I mean, I know the brain has power, but the function to know that when I'm on the treadmill, it's like, oh. So it's like my brain's on the treadmill, too. I never thought about it like that. So that's something to think about. Sasha Dalton says, celebrating Dr. King today, let us not forget that Illinois was the first state to make Dr. King's birthday a provisional holiday. Thank you, Sasha. An act that was taken by the late Merrill Harold Washington, by the late Mayor Harold Washington. Thank you for that, Sasha.
That is so true.
So much history.
So true. I wasn't able to attend the events that Sasha did so well when she was there working with the late Mayor Harold Washington. But after I did come in and Kathy Osterman had me
I remember
to create
that name.
And start something somewhat different, which is what I did with civic leaders and so forth. We carried it out with commemorating of his life, and I thought that it still was a continuation of what had been done, but because I wasn't totally clear on the past, mm-hmm. I was moving forward with what I knew to do to make the difference.
Mm-hmm.
And that breakfast is still being carried on in such a lovely way, which makes us all feel real good.
Amen.
I wanted to share something with you about when I almost was ready to give up. On page 50, celebrating Dr. King Day, let's not forget. Oh, okay. I wanted to say on this Dr. Martin Luther King Day that on page 51 in this book,
mm-hmm.
when I almost was ready to give up, my rolling veins kept rolling that Sunday late evening, so every time I was stuck by the nurse practitioner named Jason, who was told the best nurse on the floor to give you the necessary needle, the nurse could get it into my arm with no problem. So Zelda, he began with the ultrasound that showed the vein's position and movement, and then he proceeded. The first try, no luck. I began to cry. The second try, no luck. I cried some more. It was so painful. The third try, I hollered. I screamed. And I kept crying.
Mm.
That was it. I hollered loud. Stop it. Stop it now. The screaming stopped. It wasn't a good moment for anyone to experience or even speak. Or he then stopped trying. He gave up. That Sunday, on August the 14th, around 6 p.m., I called it quits. I couldn't take the excruciating pain. You don't hurt, Pam. you know, hurt path. I had reached my breaking point. I had had enough. In fact, I wanted to give up for the wait for a new heart.
Mm.
I had experienced some ugly moments not describable on this page.
Mm.
I remember so well that Frank was asking someone to leave the room. He asked everyone to leave the room. That meant the nurses. That meant Daphne. He tried to never miss a day to visit me. And it was just me and Frank. I was sitting in the chair, and you'll have to read what Frank did in the book.
Wow. I can't wait to. What page was that?
That was page 52 or 53. I think
page
that was 52. Page 53 in the book.
Page.
I think that's page 52.
Okay.
What Frank did. It's
okay.
Paragraph number one, two, maybe paragraph number three. And I wrote it the way I did because it was what I was feeling and what I was going through. I was tired of the needles.
Mm.
I was tired of going through the exercise and going through the weight with this machine that was I was carrying and the sound. It was a hollering sound. That's how loud it was.
Ooh.
Oh, it was a hollering sound. Yeah, I lived with it for 26 days, 27.
Wow.
A hollering sound. Yeah, that's how loud it was. Matter of fact, I think it was Effie that had asked me on one of the interviews how loud that sound was. And
That was the pack that was on your body?
Yes, it made a loud noise.
Wow, and you had to hear
it was
that
loud.
All
I lived with
day.
That. I lived with that for 600 and some hours.
All day. Wow.
Yeah, all day and all night.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All day and all night. Yeah, I can see how that can wear on you. It's you're already physically worn, but then mentally, could you walk? How well could you walk? Could you do any type of strenuous movement? Or
I could walk. I could walk, and I did walk.
On the treadmill? Or just outside?
I did the treadmill only when they would go in for the right. You remember when you did that this morning?
Uh-huh.
That's where they did the right heart.
Wow.
Right there. Went right through that.
Ooh, and you were awake?
I was sedated.
Oh, okay.
I was sedated, okay. but you could feel it going in. But, you know, I'm sedated,
Wow.
And it goes down to the heart.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was about, those things. But
wow.
I will say this to you, but God. I listen to music every day.
I was going to say, I know you had to have some music playing in the background 24/7 to kind of drown out the humming of that loud noise that was attached to you.
Frank brought his Kindle to the hospital.
Mm.
And I had music every day. It was gospel. It was classical. It was messages by the late Bishop G.E. Patterson, my home pastor, Dr. Horace Smith. A pastor out of Indianapolis. His name is escaping me now, but I wrote about him in the book.
Mm.
And I would listen to those various tapes, and then I would go and watch Reverend Milton Brunson and the Thompson Community Singers.
Oh, the Thomas!
Yes!
I
would watch their videos on the television.
What would we do? I couldn't understand it when I first got to Gospel Radio 1390, and I could not understand the obsession people had with the, I like music, but I'm not obsessed. But I mean, people were literally obsessed until a caller called in one day and told me, she said, if it had not been for Gospel Radio 1390, just like if it had not been for your son or your family being there for you, if that music was not there, yourself, Pam, people call in all the time, said, I'm tired, just like you were. I'm tired. I'm tired of this. I don't want to be here anymore. But, Lord, you played my song this morning. That was the song I needed to hear to keep me here just for one more day.
Songs are written out of experience.
Yes.
And these writers, just like Kurt Carr, I'll go back to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because
love me some Kurt Carr. He didn't get enough recognition.
I almost let go.
Mm, yes.
I think about that song.
Yes.
I think about what was he going through that he had to write this.
Yes.
What was he going through? And then I think about, I spoke somewhere and I thought about this song, God Did It.
Mm.
Who did it? Who did it?
Come on,
God
man.
Did it. God brought me out all right. Who? We've come this far by faith. Really? Somebody prayed for me. They did? I know the Lord will make a way somehow.
Come on, man.
He touched me. Who touched you? There is no failure in God. There's no failure in who? I know it was the blood. Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Come on now.
Yes, God is real. Okay. I believe in the power of God. He laid his hands on me.
Heaven's
God
is up in here.
All night, all day, angels are watching over me. I give him total praise.
Oh, you said angels watching over me. Yes.
God, you want me to keep going?
Yes. I love it. I feel the spirit. The ancestors are with here, are with us this morning in the presence of Dr. Martin Luther King celebration. I feel it. Keep talking, girl. Bring it. Come on. Bring it on. Bring it on.
I want to walk and talk with Jesus each and every day. I want my life to be an example for him in every way. I want to treat my brothers and sisters the way God wants me to.
Say that.
Oh, my God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen.
Feel no ways tired. I've come to this far. I've come this far from where I started.
Lord have mercy. Help me, Lord.
Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far. He brought you this far. He brought everybody that's listening and watching or calling this far to leave me.
Amen.
I don't know what he's tired. So, see, I know about gospel songs.
Okay, come on now.
And I know what they do, and I know what they do for you.
Come on now.
I know that. I interview people like Fred Hammond and Melvin Williams and Donald Lawrence and Richard Smallwood and people that say, why did you write that song? Where did that song come from? Did you write it with a pencil or a pen? Were you on a computer or on your phone? Did you have a legal pad? How did this song come to you? I asked Fred Nelson. He's been so good. Where did that song come from, Fred?
It's been so good to me. I know I can't sing, y'all, but I just had to say that. I'm sorry. Oh, Lord have mercy. We have some charts up in here. I hate to go to commercial break, but I got to. Oh, Lord have mercy. This last half hour together, if you want to call in and comment, 515-605-9325, press 1 to speak. And I have a video here for you to see, and I hope you'll enjoy it because it's just for you. So stay close. We'll be right back.
Are you stressed out? Are you ready to learn some quick techniques on how to de-stress immediately? Then book your free 30-minute consultation with Zelda Speaks, the Mindfulness Stress Relief Coach, at higherlearningnetwork.org. Thanks for sharing.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio Hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On Air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
ZeldaSpeaks.com was crashed over the weekend. We had so many people going to the website because they're donating. Thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. They're donating to our homeless project. Pam, there are so many homeless people in the city of Chicago. I had no idea. My little brother was murdered.
I have a board member, friend, that works with, we were together on the African Festival Board, and he has an organization called Serving People, Inc.
Okay.
I think I gave him 7 bags of clothes.
Oh, wow.
I go and get food at Patillo's, and I just drop it off to people.
Oh, bless your heart. Thank you so much for doing that.
People. I just drop it off.
Thank you for doing that.
I buy salads, and my husband was actually doing hot dogs and potato chips.
Oh, wow. Bless your heart.
Now, I want to tell you, we've been talking about radio and music. 1690 WVON is where I am every Sunday from 11 to 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so thankful for the opportunity of these songs you heard me call. Now, this is the lady that donated her hair.
Oh, okay. Now, who is she?
Pam Morris.
I was going to say, that looked like the picture that was Pam. I was like, okay,
that's
there's somebody
Pam.
Else here.
That's me with my long hair.
Oh, wow. You look like you were in high school there, girl.
I don't know. My son sent me this picture.
Bless his heart.
I had not seen in a while, but I carry those, and I go like, wow, but I feel blessed. And let me tell you where my book is available. Can I do that?
Please do.
My book is for everybody. This book is not just for, you know, I think it's an inspiring book for everyone to enjoy and read. I think that it's a beautiful gift, and especially during Heart Month, that's like
February.
And I will be doing some things on WVON with American Heart Association. But my book right here is available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, iTunes. It's an e-book. Or you can get your autographed copy at PamMorrisSpeaks.com and a bookmark and a pen and free shipping. And I just wanted to make sure people know that I have been told from several people that have bought maybe, Missy Effie bought 8 books.
Oh, bless her.
Effie bought 10 books. I'm sorry. Effie bought 10. I think it was Pastor Powell that bought 8 books. But I've had people to buy up to a dozen books. Matter of fact, one of the virtuals that I had, the lady bought 30 books. And everybody on that virtual in Atlanta was reading as I was talking.
Mm-hmm.
So and it was such a blessing. But I just want you to know, if you go on PamMoreSpeaks.com on my actual website, you'll get a chance to actually order that book.
PamMoreSpeaks.com,
and I will actually autograph it for you. That's if you want my autograph.
Hey, you know everybody wants the autograph.
Go to Amazon.com.
You don't get a book and don't get an autograph.
Like I said, it's an e-book, and it's not in the actual bookstore of Barnes & Noble.
Mm-hmm.
You can order it at Barnes & Noble.
Mm, okay, wonderful.
And Walmart and a couple other places. So I'm thankful for that, and I'm also thankful for the faith walk that God had me on, because I believed I was going to be healed.
Mm,
I believed God was going to bless me. It's just that I got a little tired of those needles. And let me tell you something else about having a new heart. I don't eat some of the same things I used to eat and love. With a new heart, you don't eat grapefruit anymore. You don't drink the grapefruit juice anymore.
Really?
You don't eat pomegranates. You eat more fish and fowl. You don't eat soft, easy eggs anymore, especially during that first year. You have to be very careful. They have to be hard-boiled. My meat has to be well done.
Mm.
That's what I'm talking
about. Mm. So you had a serious diet change.
You have to have it if you want to live.
Yeah, if you want to live.
Yeah, you don't eat hot dogs anymore.
Ooh. Sasha Dawson says, Pam, I am enjoying your interview, girl.
Thank you. Thank you.
As Reverend Clay Evans said, it's no secret what God can do, baby. It ain't no
secret. Yes, it is. That's right. And Reverend Evans, speaking of Reverend Evans, thank you for that. Reverend Evans came to visit me 3 times while I was in the hospital.
Mm.
And Reverend Evans never stayed long.
Mm.
He came, he prayed, but the only thing I heard as he was leaving, because I only took one picture with him, along with my son and daughter from Kenneth was in Richmond, Virginia then. He's in Pensacola, Florida now at the base. Reverend Evans, I heard the nurses and people in other rooms were stopping to get autographs and getting him to pray for them.
Wow.
And I would be told that because my husband would come back and tell me. No, and I'll tell you something else that isn't known, and I'm sharing this because I love Congressman Bobby Rush.
Mm.
Congressman Bobby Rush, and then I want to tell you something about the property of University of Chicago Medicine. Congressman Bobby Rush, wife, his former wife before this lovely Paulette Holiday Rush, his lovely wife now, she was in the hospital suffering with congestive heart failure.
Mm.
She did not make it.
Oh.
And you can't fly after you get a new heart for 6 months.
Mm.
And my first flight after 6 months was to fly to Long Island, New York, to my uncle's funeral, who had prayed for me. I couldn't make Curlin's funeral, Curlin's Rush's funeral, because I had the opportunity to fly out of town to go, because it was my first, I was released to fly. When you get a new heart, you can't ride in the front seat of a car. My husband was driving. It's in the book. My husband was driving Mrs. Daisy for 3 months.
Wow.
I had a file cabinet in the back seat. Because of the fact that if anything happens, you can, that airbag can immediately take you
away. Oh, yeah. Take your breath away.
You have to be extremely careful. That's why I say I am one of God's walking miracles. I don't take the second chance at life for granted. God extended my life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm for certain in the gift of praise. God extended my life,
mm-hmm.
and he gave me another chance.
Mm-hmm.
For God.
Shout out to Arthur Sutton.
Oh, you know what? Songs come out of experiences.
Yes.
Yeah, so this book, you've given me an opportunity to talk about 57 days, the wait for a new heart sparks a spiritual journey of faith and love. I want to thank you for this opportunity. Eric Johnson from The Crusader edited this book. He helped me name this book. He worked with me. And he said, how long were you in the hospital, Pam? I said, 57 days. He said, that's it. I said, what's it? He said, that's it, 57 days.
Oh, wow. Wow. What a way to come up with a book.
The first article in The Crusader, and Mrs., what's your name at The Crusader? I know her name so well.
I can't think of it. Yeah.
Oh, my God, I know her name. But she let it be the front page story.
Oh, whoa.
The front page of The Crusader.
Oh, my goodness. And what year was this?
This was 2016.
Wow.
I got the heart on, the heart came on August the 24th and was implanted in me August the 25th, right after midnight.
Oh, wow.
I got that. That's in the book.
Wow.
And I want to thank God. I want to go back to gospel music for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank God for gospel music. I love music. I enjoy jazz. I have jazz friends. I go out to hear jazz over at Norman's Bistro. I go here.
Oh, 43rd Street. You know, Norman worked with us at, he was the number one salesman at WGCI for many years.
Wasn't he, Norman? He is just an incredible person.
Yes.
He is an incredible person. And he let me, and also did my, you know.
Dorothy Lavelle. Dorothy Lavelle. Sasha says Dorothy Lavelle.
Dorothy Lavelle. Thank you, Mrs. Lavelle. Thank you. Thank you, Sasha.
Thank you, Sasha. Got a historian watching this morning. Yes,
ma'am. They're helping one another.
Yes.
That's what it's about. That's what it's about.
That's what Sasha does.
Mrs. Lavelle, Miss Dorothy Lavelle was so kind to me to let me have a front page story twice in the Chicago Crusade. So I think what is best for me to say about this book and story is that it's not only inspiring, but it's a must read. It's a must read.
Yeah, because what I've read so far. I was like, wow, this is just the first chapter. I haven't even gotten into the second and third chapter. I was like, whoa, this is going to make me walk an hour on the treadmill. You know, I do 30 minutes on the treadmill, 15 minutes on the bike.
I can't wait for you to talk to me after you read the whole story.
Girl,
I'm looking forward to
Wow.
But I want to say something about gospel music. I will fight for what I believe in. And I don't believe that there's no other form, art form of music that heals and gives you hope and inspiration like gospel music.
Mm-mm.
I don't know any other form of music.
I don't.
I love spending my Sundays on WVON 1690.
It's like
from
home.
11 to 2.
It's like home. It's like
I
you're in your own sanctuary. Do you feel offended when people come into the studio and you're in your zone? Do you lock the door? I did that once
in
13
days.
No,
they come in and stare and look at me, and I go like, ask Daphne. She's my helper. I don't know that dude. I'm that girl. She says, believe me, she's in a zone right now.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You get into the zone.
That's what the music does to you.
Yes.
It takes you there.
And in that studio, the doors closed, you can turn that music up as loud as you want to. And if you are walking by the studio, you can feel the vibrations, the energy of the music. You can feel it in your spirit.
Makes you feel good all over.
Yes, it does.
It gives a warm feeling all over. It comforts one's soul. It gives you hope.
Yes,
it gives you inspiration.
Yes.
It gives you a reason to say, I think I can make it.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I think about, what's her name? Lemmy Battles. Lemmy Battles at Lafayette Gatlin's tribute on Monday night. She got up and she took the microphone, and I'm looking at her. I'm like, I wonder what she's going to do.
Mm.
I wonder what she's going to do. She said, I've been through the storm and rain, but I made it.
I made it.
I mean, she sung that song to You Felt It. And then she came out of that song.
Yes.
And what? I don't remember the second song. She did a medley. But, honey, I think she did My Soul Says Yes. I'm not sure. Girl, stop.
Was that Douglas Miller?
Douglas Miller?
Yes.
Okay.
My soul has been anchored, Douglas Miller.
In the Lord.
Yes.
You know, I interviewed him years ago, and I asked him where that song came from. You know, he told me he was sitting in the airport ready to give up, and he took a pen out of his pocket pocket and wrote those words.
Wow. When you least expect it. When you least expect it. Enjoyable interview. Blessings and much love, says Andrea D. Moore. Is that your daughter? You said your daughter-in-law?
That is my daughter-in-law. She is my son's wife.
Thank you, Andrea, for enjoying the show this morning and for sharing.
One of the meeting directors at the Apostolic Church of God over the Angelic Choir.
Yes.
She's a soloist. She's a mother. She gave me two incredible grandchildren. She is just, she's so wonderful, but I thank her for that. But I want people to read my pages. Tim, we must trade books. The copy you have is not the correct copy.
All right, now.
Okay, Sasha, we will definitely do that. And let me speak about her one moment. Sometimes people don't want to see people get along. People are not always as kind as they should be.
Mm-hmm.
I think she is one of the most loveliest ladies living. Sasha Dalton.
Yes, ma'am. She keeps it real.
To have walked, to have picked up a mantle and carried it on, to have worked with her at the loss of Albertina Walker.
Mm.
And we worked together.
Albertina Walker used to be everywhere you and Sasha were. Albertina Walker was there. Miss me some Albertina Walker.
She said, if Aaron can't pick me up, you pick me up, okay? I'm going.
I said,
yes, ma'am. But I just want you to say that because even when, let me just say this about Sasha on the radio. I was the, matter of fact, Richard Steele was my co-host.
Mm.
And I was leaving out of the country to go to a European tour with a gospel choir.
Mm-hmm.
And Sasha and Richard jailed. And it's always important to jail. So Sasha carried that program on. And even when I got back, I went to Saturday. But I was happy because of the fact gospel kept going. And I kept going. And as I tell people, if you listen to me on Sundays, I'm still going.
All right.
But what I want to thank God for right now is this opportunity that you have granted.
Mm.
When people give you an opportunity to tell your story, they don't have to do that. Mm. So your kindness is a blessing to my life. Mm. And I want you to know I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Pam. And I just want you to know that this was not my doing. I listened. And whatever the Spirit tells me to do, that's what I do. I've learned because I'm a hard-headed sister. But I'm getting less hard-headed, so I'm very grateful to be in a position to listen for directions and not do what the ego wants me to do because I know I can be stubborn. Ask my husband, he'll tell you. Daphne?
Daphne
Walker says, this is an awesome interview. Yes, it is, because, girl, I am learning things I had no idea about and going to learn some more. Andrea says, enjoyable interview. Blessings and much love. Thank you, Andrea. Thank you so much. This is, have been a long time coming. Cause like, how can you have her on the show and you ain't even read the book? Well, I did read the first chapter. But it's information that we take for granted. We take this vessel for granted. And if the heart's not working, the brain can still be working. But if the heart's not working, nothing's going to work.
You need the heart.
Yes.
You know the number one killer in African-American women? Heart.
Heart attacks.
Heart
issues.
I could be gone.
Yes, you could.
But I'm still here. God gave me another chance. He extended my life. And I'm going to live for him, and I'm going to not be stressed. That's what the doctor said. When I went for my last interview, when I went for my last checkup, he said, I'll see you in April. And that was back in October. They called me yesterday was Sunday. They called me Friday to reconfirm my April 22nd test. They said your echocardiogram has been excellent.
Oh, wonderful.
We want you to come and do another one.
Oh.
And then I have to have a blood draw. But where I was going every month, I go now every 6 months.
Ah.
After this year, I'll go once a year.
Hmm.
And if that ain't God.
I don't know what is. I don't know what is. And let me tell you how
What else you want to say to me, girl?
I want to thank you for having the courage to tell it, because just like you kept the information to yourself while you were going through it, you did not have to come and share this experience, because somewhere, some sister, somewhere on this planet or man is having an experience with their heart, and they may be afraid to move forward, but don't even want to tell their significant other or other family members.
They live with it. They don't even want to tell. They lose their taste.
Yes.
They lose their taste buds. They lose their things, and they just don't want to tell that person that this is going on in their life.
Mm.
I hear you. But I'm going to tell my story.
Okay. And you have to tell your story, because it's your story to share. It's your story to not only share, but to uplift the next person who's going through, and somebody going through it right now real bad. Real bad, Pam. They needed to hear what you had to say today. So I want to thank you for having the courage to speak and to let people know that this is not the end. No, this is just the beginning.
I want the world to put this book in their hands. I want the world to put this book in their hands.
Because we all have a heart.
We all have a heart.
We all have a heart.
And I asked the Lord a couple of times, why you save me?
Ooh.
I left off the hospital. Somebody been there 100 days waiting on a heart. And I walked in the hospital when I walked out 57 days later.
Mm.
I spent 2 months, short of two, 3 days of 2 months, cut off from this world.
Mm.
Hear me? I didn't shop. I didn't go shop looking.
I didn't go to nowhere.
And before I leave, I must say this. Dr. Val Juvenandan is the number one heart specialist in the Midwest.
Mm.
He not only designed the machine, one of the designers of the machine that I was on, the new pulse device, I talked about the false alarm, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wrote about one of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, on another one, he called me on the telephone, was on the plane going somewhere to help somebody else.
Mm.
That I wanted to be the surgeon to do your heart transplant.
Mm.
But Dr. Oda will do just fine. Come to find out, the blood did not.
The blood did not match?
That's the one I did not write about.
Oh.
That's not the false alarm I wrote about.
Oh.
So it just so happened. That was 5 days after being in the hospital. 5 days after being in the hospital. I went in July the 28th. So that was on April something other, August something. And my sisters, my kindred sisters were there at that moment. Pat was there. Cheryl was there. Carol was there. Frank, we called Frank, and Frank was nervous, and he was driving to get to the hospital because the heart had come, and they came in, and they took the blood. It's in the book.
Wow.
In the book. They took that blood, and they came, and then I got a phone call, and they said, Pam, I'm sorry, but it does not match. And I described how I felt in the book. You haven't got to that page yet.
Okay.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com.
I know you are.
/the-feedback.
I know you are. We're going to get on.
You can also hear today's show.
No, we don't need no high heel shoes. We just need gentle
shoes.
Been there, done that. Been there, done that. We don't need you anymore.
About today's show. You can also visit me on my website at www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.www.
was doing, cross my
listen
legs, and you think I can walk through
it.
Until I get up.
I'll be right back.
And while she comes back, let me...
I like Texas. Thank all of you.
Okay, let me tell you very quickly. I want to thank Sasha Dalton for being a guest last week and for
joining
us this week. Hold on a second, fam. Let me finish this story. Hold on a second, fam. I want to thank Sasha Dalton for being a guest on last week and for her continued support of the Homeless Project that I'm involved in on the Higher Learning Network TV show where we raise money to give heaters and generators. We gave our first generator. Thank you so very much for that. You helped. Accept payments. The Higher Learning Network, which is a nonprofit 501c3, they accept payments via PayPal, HigherLearningNW@Yahoo. All this information is on my
South Africa, Gabon, Senegal.
Very much.
Get it?
They
Kenya,
will be warm.
Asante,
be
Israel,
warm.
Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia. Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you. And may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
Girl, yeah, that's a high heel shoe. Mm-mm. Ain't trying to do none of that. That's a show shoe. You put that on yourself. That's a show shoe. That's a show shoe. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed the interview with Miss Pam Morris Walton, author of 57 Days. And Naima might want to say something before you go, because we do what's called the after show, but there she is. And I know she wants to say something to you.
Amazing, but you know, it also reminds us that we are all connected. We're all one family. Just think, you are connected to that person whose heart has extended your physical life.
Yes.
And just think how many of us can, once we're no longer in these bodies, we can share our parts with people who still have work to do here on this earth. So we must honor each other because we all are part of each other.
Thank you so much. God bless you. I feel very special, and I'm humbled and honored that this happened today for me.
I want to thank you so much, Pam Morris, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me, Pam Morris Walton, author of 57 Days. Be sure and go and get that book at PamMorrisSpeaks.com. You will be glad you did because there's some information on there. There's some stories in there. It's like, whoa, okay, all right. So,
you promised me you're going to finish reading the book, right?
I promise you. I'm a reader now. I'm a reader. I've always been a writer and a reader.
Okay.
I swore I wouldn't read anymore, but I lied, baby. I got to get this book. Yes, ma'am. So send me the rest of it, Pam.
I will.
Thank you so much. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and I'll see you next time. And I'll see you Sunday on WVON.
All right.
I'll be listening. All right.
All right. WVON.
All right. Thank you, sweetie. Have a great day. Love you.
Love
you. Peace and blessings.
Love you.
All right.
That was an inspiration. Yes.
Yeah. That's funny. I worked with her for all these years. I worked with her at Gospel Radio 1390, WGCI, and V103, and had no idea of her plight. Didn't have a clue.
That is major. You know, I was telling a friend of mine that heartbreak is real. And you look at people going through stress and disappointment, and it weighs on your heart.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you can literally die of a broken heart. So people should be careful how they treat their loved ones, how they deal with hurt or being hurt or hurting someone, and the things that you say that people take to heart, because every assault on your heart, it does weaken your heart, and you get to a point in age, all of these hurts have weakened your heart, and next thing you know, your heart is giving out. And there have been people after maybe a bad breakup or you know, even after a divorce or after a death, they develop congestive heart failure. That truly is a broken heart.
Let me say something very quickly. A broken heart, I've been listening to the YouTube videos you've been sending me, and one of them, a heart surgeon, he says, honey, a heart can't be broken. A heart is a muscle. You can't break a muscle.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, wow, so we need to rename that. If a heart is a muscle and it can't be broken, what other word can we use? I'm so heartbroken.
A heart that decided to quit.
Wow, yeah. So I don't know what other words we're going to use, because heartbroken is what we grow up with, but I never heard a surgeon say that a heart is a muscle and it can't be broken.
Mm.
You can sprain a muscle, but you can't break it. A sprained heart. I just had to interject that because I've been listening to stories about the heart in show prep for today's show.
Like shattered or something like that, but really it just stops working. That's what it is.
Yeah. It's
a heart that has given up.
Yeah.
You know, a heart that has quit, a heart that has decided it's
lost its luster.
Lost its luster. It's lost its enthusiasm. I mean, how many of us lose our enthusiasm? How many of us, you know, cancel out on life and say, that's it, I can't take any more, I'm done. And we just sit down and don't move anymore, you know. It's a figurative speech of broken heart, but basically it is a heart that has just given up and given out and decided to just quit working.
Yeah.
So it can happen. And this is why we have to constantly rejuvenate ourselves and reinvigorate ourselves. And what is that? Fly. We have to fly. First, loving yourself.
I love that.
You have to keep reminding yourself of your purpose. Why are you here?
Mm.
And what great things you're doing that's enhancing not only your life, but the lives of others.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's important also for us to tell people that we love them, tell people that we care about them. You know, if we hurt them, tell them we're sorry. Or if they hurt us, let them know so we're not holding their hurt in our hearts.
Because you don't want to take it to the grave. You do not want to take it to the grave.
And if you're guilty of a crime, and I think that's why you get a lot of deathbed confessions from people. They don't want to hold that on their heart. They don't want to take it to their grave.
Yeah.
You know, something that they've done. And it's, you know, that crime that this other person is doing time for a license, I actually did that. Well, I mean, you know, you're on your way out, so. But,
right.
But at least you can make sure that other person gets set free.
Right.
Gets set free who's innocent. But, I mean, you know.
And speaking of.
Yeah, you're on your way out, so at least you're not carrying that with you. But I think that's so courageous that Pam Moore shared her story, and I think it also should give people another thought about being an organ donor.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I, because they used to have to have, you know, your family would have to sign if you were going to be an organ donor. I don't think they require that anymore, but at the time, when I first was going to do it, neither my husband nor my daughter wanted me to put on my driver's license that I was an organ donor, because like a lot of people, they feel like, well, if they know you're going to donate your organs, they're not going to try hard enough to save you. I mean, and a lot of people have that fear, but I always believe if it's your time to go, you're going to go. And if you could help give life to someone else, it really is your time to go.
Right.
And if it's not, then you'll survive. You know, we learn that no one leaves here before their time.
Mm-hmm.
It's always on time. You might have several exit opportunities, and, you know, this one you might take. Matter of fact, I was going to send you all a video of Susan Giesman, who's a wonderful teacher, channeler, and she spoke about how you come into this world, you know, with a birth date, you know, pre-planned date to be here, and also an exit plan. But there are several exits, and it's kind of like a highway where you have a destination that you're getting to, but you have several exits you could take, and you might decide to get off on this street and then go a certain way, or, well, maybe you're not ready to get off yet, so you'll keep going, and maybe you can get off on this exit. But either way, I mean, the destination, of course, is, you know, returning to the spirit realm, but you have several exits that you can take. And, you know, if you're not ready to get off the highway yet, you might keep going until you take the next exit. But there are no mistaken deaths. There are no accidental deaths. There are planned exit points that you can choose. And if your work here is not done, then that particular exit isn't the one you're going to take. Have you ever been going somewhere on the highway and you get off on the exit, oh, this is the wrong one, let me get back on the highway. Well, that's kind of how it is when someone looks going to pass away and then somehow they're revived or whatever. Well, you know, it wasn't their time. They got back on the highway. They haven't finished with their journey.
Yep.
So if we look at it that way and understand that our lives are something that we did plan before we got here, and we do come here with a purpose of things that we want to not just achieve but experience and learn from, then we won't be obsessing about death the way we are. We're obsessing about it because we're believing that it's out of our control and we're afraid of it and we're not understanding that this is the end of a season for a lot of people. That's not a bad thing. Just like we talked about a graduation. It's never a bad thing. It's a thing that you're working toward. You're working toward achieving some things in your class so that when you graduate, you feel proud of what you achieved during your time in school. Earth is just a school. So if you enrolled in this school for the purpose of learning how to love, how to forgive, how to accept, how to create, and these are the classes that you're taking with all of the people that are in this classroom with you, and each person who's in your life is part of your lessons that you're learning, then there really is no bad experience. There is an experience in which you learn something. Because, you know, we had a very intense conversation at our host meeting yesterday about, you know, what happens when you have a negative experience. How should you process that? And how you can look at it without seeing yourself as a victim and holding anger at someone. And I agree, of course, that there are no victims, but you can survive a wrongdoing from someone. And you do look at what did I learn from that, and not so much what did I do wrong to make God punish me like this, because we keep thinking that God is giving us pain as a punishment of something. God does not punish. And I know, you know, some religion. No, God punishes. No, that's human. Humans hurt you to get vengeance. God does not need vengeance on people. This is a learning experience for our souls. Our souls are an expression of God. So God isn't punishing anyone. We are given opportunities to learn things. And our greatest lesson that we're here to learn is that we are all one. We're all connected. So Pam Morris is one of the greatest examples of that lesson. She could not have used the body parts of someone else if we did not all have a connection to each other.
Sure couldn't. That's someone proof in the pudding.
Same blood type. Her body didn't reject it. So if we know that someone else is the key to our lives, then why would we mistreat someone? This coronavirus is teaching us that we're all connected. We're all breathing the same air. And you can't control air.
Nope.
Everybody has breathed that virus.
Yep.
Now, some people, it has created some difficulties inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, it has not. Some people, it was an exit opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
One of the exit plans that they chose before they came here. This is an opportunity for them to leave this school and review what they learned and then consider what they need to do when they re-enroll. That's all it is. It's just an opportunity to exit.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can see it that way, then we can stop obsessing about it and realize that you're not going to leave here until it's your time.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's your time, then that's what you intended, because you you intended to finish your course at this time so you could leave. That's not a bad thing. You know, it took me a while, and I think I've told this story before, so if I'm repeating myself, I'm sorry, you all. I'm trying not to do that, because my daughter keeps telling me, you told me that story before. But if I said it before, I'm sorry. But after 9/11, I didn't realize that I was traumatized by that whole thing.
Really?
And so I did not fly a plane in a plane. I did not take a flight anywhere for 10 years. And my daughter, she had gone overseas to work. You know, she was living in South Korea. And 2 years had passed, and she finally said, Mom, you've never visited me. I've been over here for 2 years. She hasn't visited me. And I felt bad, and I realized I was hesitating to go because, I mean, there's no way to get there other than a plane, and I didn't want to take a plane. And I had to face my fear.
Wow.
And I said, you know, I just really don't feel comfortable flying in a plane. I don't want an experience of, you know, hijacking. I don't want the experience of, you know, whatever could happen. And she said, Mom, if it's your time to go, it's your time to go.
Okay.
If it's not your time. And I thought about it. I said, you know, that's real simple. Because if it's my time, I could be walking out of my own business and a car could, lose control and jump over the sidewalk and hit me and, you know, I'm gone and it ends. If it's my time.
Right.
And if it's not. The plane crashed, but I could be a survivor. So don't worry about it. Just live your life. You can't live your life fearing death because then you're not
living. Right.
So I ended up going to see her not once, but three times. Well,
wow.
I went twice sent by HWTO. Love those people. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration
okay.
Life, the local peace organization. So if I had not decided to let go of my fear of death, I would have lost so much that has enhanced my life.
Mm.
Because going over there, seeing that big production that they do, the whole world community is gathering for peace, and I'm like, how come Americans don't know that the rest of the world is organized for peace? How come we haven't seen this major hundreds of thousands of people all over the world are on that same vibe of we are not going to go to war anymore. We are choosing to live in peace. How come Americans don't know this is happening all over the world?
Because there's money in it.
Yeah.
Money in war. Big bucks in war. We just don't know
it. Big bucks in war. That's how come we can't get rid of guns. Because they don't want to stop
too much profit. Profit
yeah.
over people.
But the rest of the world, they're not having it. They're like, no, we're not doing it.
Nope.
So I would not have seen that if I had not gone. So when I look at what happens when you are afraid of death and how that diminishes your quality of life, we can experience that right now. And I'm not going to get into the politics of, you know, are you for a shot or not for a shot, but just look at how you're allowing people to diminish your quality of life and you don't know how much time you have left. So why are you allowing yourself to not enjoy your physical life here, when you don't know when your last day is. So now you're not visiting your relatives. You're not visiting your friends. You're not going in, out and enjoying the parks and the sunshine. You're not hugging the people that you love. You're not living. And you don't know how much time you have. You're not living because you're afraid to die. So that means you really are already dead.
Yep, pretty much.
So this is a lesson that we're learning. Value life and live life to the fullest until it's your time to exit. And if it's your time, there's nothing you can do to stop it. And if it isn't your time, then there's nothing anybody else can do to take your life.
Thank you.
Know this so that you can live without fear. And I really believe that if people wake up to this reality, they'll start reexamining why they're allowing themselves to remove everything in their lives that brought them joy. What kind of life are you living? And why did you agree to this?
Ooh.
And can you face your fear of death and overcome it so that you can live?
Because
that's really what this lesson is about. Overcoming the fear of death, realizing there is no death. There's only life inside this body, and this body is going to function if you take care of it. First, love yourself. Feed yourself the right food. drink the right kind of water, get good rest, be in the company of people who bring you peace and love and joy. Enhance your life by living it. And love your fellow beings, because you don't know what you might need. Like Pam said, she gave hair to somebody who had cancer. Chemotherapy, go ball. You know, you can share your body parts, but you can't. You know, because we that's all this is. You know, this is just a vehicle for us to live in. But who you are is the soul within, and that never dies. So take care of your body and know that the Creator has made your body so that it can rejuvenate itself. Your cells reproduce every day. Every, 7 years, you are literally a new person because every cell has regenerated itself. Every cell is new. So you are always renewing yourself. So therefore, if you live in a way that you keep yourself at peace, you will not age. You know, you show some signs of some experiences you may have had, maybe some scars where you might have, you know, cut yourself. But generally, those heal.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to, you'll feel vibrant and youthful a lot. Have you ever seen somebody, say they're in a relationship, a romantic relationship, they're in love, and you notice there's a sparkle about them? It's like
There's a glow. You can tell.
So when you live in that state, it constantly rejuvenates you. It enlivens you. And that's the state you should be existing in. That's the purpose of our relationships, to bring us that glow of being in love, of having joy. And when we do that, we're not aging. Not in the way that you break down and you hate to get out of bed because everything hurts and no energy and nothing to look forward to and depressed. That's not living.
Mm-mm. Look at Pam and Sasha Dawson. Look at them. Both in their 70s.
Vibrant 80s. Women. They've been around.
Yes.
They're vibrant and they're adding to the lives of others. And like Pam was saying, even about gospel music, that's music to reinvigorate your soul, to lift you up. We shouldn't have had to fight so hard to share something that would have been a healing for people to hear. We should have had to fight that hard.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have people that they can't see.
Mm-mm.
They can't see beyond their conditioning, and they don't understand the healing power of sound when it's a sound that's promoting love.
Now I understand, Naima, why, and I asked Pam during the interview, why did she ever feel, what's the word for, not invaded, but disturbed? Because I remember my days at Gospel Radio 1390 when I was in the studio by myself. I hated it when somebody came in the studio because I didn't realize it then, but I realize it now. I was in the zone. And, you know, you're praising God, you're giving thanks, and the music is just resonating, vibrating through.
Yeah.
And then somebody comes in with some information about you need to play this commercial, or here's a new commercial we need to add to the run. And it's like it just,
just broke the vibe.
You just broke the vibe. And I didn't want to seem selfish, but that was a time I needed to be selfish.
Yeah, you want to say, get out.
And one time I locked the door. I locked the door. And then, of course, I got a note from corporate, don't be locking the door. It's like, you don't understand. Because, you know, first of all, y'all don't know nothing about gospel music. Y'all don't know nothing about gospel. You just know it can make money. But they didn't know about the energy and the vibrations. I didn't know then. I just know it made me feel good, and I didn't want to be interrupted.
Yes.
I understand exactly what you're saying. Oh, we've got some comments here. Let me take a look. Let me see what we got here. If I can pull them up. There they go. Ah, I love it. John Caldwell said, absolutely. And live your life. Yes, baby.
Yes.
Live your life, because too much of nothing will give you a whole lot of nothing. So you got to live your life for you. You can't live your life for other people. That just, it just don't work like that.
So, I mean, if one thing that we're learning is the value of not just our lives, but everybody. Hurt others without hurting yourself.
Amen. Excuse me.
You never know who will, you never know who will save your life. And you never know what will save your life.
Amen.
I mean, value all life. One of our close associates, Marcus, was telling me this story about a, I think was it a fly that, you know how flies buzz around, you know, annoying you and everything.
Yeah.
But this particular thing, he was going to swat the fly, and then he didn't. And, you know, and the fly was still buzzing around. And he got ready to turn on the stove, and he didn't realize the stove was already on. There was gas. I think he was getting ready to light a match to turn it on. And his fly's buzzing around and everything, and he, you know, so he hesitated for a moment, and then that's when he smelled the gas, and he realized that he lit the match, he could have blown up the whole house. So he said, God sent this fly to save my life.
Wow.
You never know who or what.
Right.
You might need
wow.
to save your life.
That's powerful.
So,
well, I want to thank you for all the lives that you saved, my sister. You may not know it, but the Creator put you in a position to be in a place where, excuse me, you can help those who need it. Because to me, this is like a ministry. This is just not a show. This is a ministry. And in that, you experience quite a few things you just don't experience. Good music, but good conversation that is healing to the spirit. And we need that because people are stressed out all day long. And I'm like you now about the flying. I'm not getting on a plane. It's too much stress in the sky. If I can't drive and that's too much, I got to take Amtrak or Greyhound.
Hey, I'm telling you,
it's
I don't mind being on the ground for a while.
I don't want to vibe with that stress. I'm trying to stay as stress-free as possible, and it's impossible when you leave outside your environment because there's nothing but stress.
Yeah. So what you learn is to carry the peace within.
Yeah.
You can't
avoid it.
Other people, but you can carry your own peace with you.
Yes.
And other people can't disturb it if it's within you and you don't allow their unpeace to disturb you. No matter what they say, they can't make you mad. They can't take away your inner peace. And that's really, when you have mastered your mind, mastered your thoughts, mastered your spirit, then you can go anywhere and you will live in heaven because heaven is within you. Isn't that what the master teacher taught us?
Yes.
The kingdom of heaven is within you. So when you discover it and you live in it, then you take it with you wherever you go. And other people will feel it, and they will respond to the heaven that you have brought that is emanating from you. That's what we're here to learn how to do, is to discover the heaven within and live in heaven while they're here on earth.
You cannot find it if you have not practiced going to a place where you can find it.
Yes.
You have to begin the process of breathing. You got to begin to turn out all the external forces that keep you trapped. I got to look at my phone every 5 minutes. I got to check to see what's on the computer. You have got to turn off the electronics in order to tune in. I mean, when you go to turn it on, if it's an hour or two later, it's still going to be there.
Yeah. You won't miss anything.
It'll still be there. So you may as well take advantage of the opportunities that are available to you by simply tuning out and tune in to WYOU. And in the meantime, in between time, you can tune in tomorrow for Self-Care with Jody Susan.
Yes.
And on Wednesday, what can we expect from you and Brother Kareem Hameed?
Well, we are going to commemorate, and as a matter of fact, many people don't know that just as we're commemorating Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birth, which, of course, the date was Saturday, January 15th, on January 17th was the birth of a great humanitarian, athlete, and a worldwide peace activist, Muhammad Ali.
Today is his birthday.
Today is his birthday, and he is known for the stand he took against going to the Vietnam War, and it literally transformed so many lives because he had the courage to stand for peace. So legislation was passed commemorating January 17th as Muhammad Ali Day.
Yes.
And so we're going to talk about his impact on Wednesday, the impact of his religious conversion, the impact of his stand against the war, the impact of and the influence of Malcolm X and Elijah Muhammad on his life and his impact on the sport of boxing, and also his global impact because he was known worldwide. And of course, our dear brother Will Smith did such a fantastic portrayal. I love these actors who can transform themselves.
Yes.
Into people. It's such a gift. But it also speaks to the fact that we are all one. When you can observe and emulate the nuances of a person and their personality, that is such a gift. I mean, Jamie Foxx stole my heart and he did Ray.
Ray Charles.
Like, oh my.
Yeah.
He became Ray Charles.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then Angela Bassett, she morphed into Tina Turner.
Yes,
just
she did.
Amazing, you know.
Yes, she
so
did.
So when people have that kind of gift of observation and they can reflect your spirit, that's such a beautiful thing to do, and it's such a way to honor a person for who they were. So we are going to be honoring the life of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and honoring Muhammad Ali and the fact that he gave a voice to many people who did not feel it was right to go abroad and attack people who themselves were struggling. You know, a lot of soldiers didn't have a clue about what the conflict was about at all. And
nope.
We need to think about that.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to convince you that it's a good thing for you to go and murder somebody. Yeah. You don't know. They're fighting for their freedom. It's like you're over here fighting for yours.
Right.
You don't want to kill them because somebody twists some idea about patriotism in your mind, fighting for freedom. And, you know, young soldiers, when they got over there, they realized we shouldn't be over here. And that's why some of them came back with PTSD because they felt the wrongness of it.
Yeah.
So Muhammad Ali, he was a very powerful champion in the anti-war movement, and we honor him for that and for all that he did.
But it ain't no Viet Cong never called me, nigga. Why am I over there killing them?
Yeah, ain't no Viet Cong ever called me.
Never called me out my name.
That's right. So he gave the courage to a lot of people to stand up and to refuse to go.
And put us on the map. You will not tell me what I can and cannot do. I'll give up my boxing license because you will not be in control of my life. Allah is in control of my life. That's what he said.
That's what he said.
And that's what he meant.
That's right. And he earned the world's respect. And America did have to get out of that war.
Yep.
So
yep.
One person's voice can make a difference.
So let you know your voice does make a difference. Okay, that's Wednesday. So what's happening on Thursday?
So Thursday, of course, we've got Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And, you know, I just love her show. That's my own personal therapy. I really should probably, you know, tell her to send me an invoice for her services because she always, I mean, she helps people deal with issues of grief and overcoming trauma. And all of us have had some life trauma that we're still carrying. So I'm just so grateful for her insight and her wisdom.
in helping us with these emotional challenges, these psychological challenges. It all comes down to the spirit. That's why these are soulful solutions. And
yes.
So join us for that for Dr. Debbie Green. And then, of course, we've got health and well-being with Beata, always giving us some helpful solutions that are natural and in harmony with the earth, and always uncovering some of those, what do you call them, untruths that we've been manipulated into believing for the sake of lining someone else's pocket. So we are learning on Beata's show every Friday to take responsibility for our bodies and first love yourself.
Amen.
And then, of course, Saturday, let's see, Saturday is the, is this the fourth Saturday?
I think it's the third.
Oh, he's going to move around with Deborah. Oh, wait a minute, did we move around? No, I think we moved around with Deborah yesterday because we did Dr. King. So we're going to have some wisdom from Mama D.
Oh, yeah. Wisdom with Mama D.
So we will have wisdom with Mama D, and we are looking forward to her giving us some insight as we pass through this historical time, and she is one of those who have been living history. So we appreciate the elders that can help us understand where we've been and where we need to go. So we're looking forward to that show.
And that's on Saturday.
We'll start
and
all over again on Sunday.
On
with,
Sunday.
With Beata, Sunday evening, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. So 7 days a week, we get wonderful teachers, beautiful sisters of the microphone, giving us insight and wisdom to elevate our consciousness and enhance our lives so we can shine our light a little brighter.
And it's all because of one man who put his life on the line to make ours possible. Just
everybody
in case you
great,
missed it.
Because anybody can serve.
Everyone.
You need a heart full of grace. I like this. Yeah.
Excuse me. So just remember that today is a day that we honor the life and legacy of a man who put his life on the line so that we could have and benefit from the resources that are available to us now. It's still a struggle, but because of Dr. King, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., you know he was a junior, everybody can be great because anybody can serve. You only need a heart full of grace, a soul generated by love. So just know that as we continue to generate, speaking of generators, thank you, Dr. King, for allowing the Higher Learning Network to be of service to the homeless population here in Chicago, in the state of Illinois. Due to the death of, or transition, I should say, of my little brother, Douglas Robinson, who was murdered by another homeless man. He was homeless, too. On February 18, 2019, his life was taken. And as a result of that, it has been our mission at the higherlearningnetwork.org to help the homeless. When you see somebody homeless, don't just walk past them. If you don't do nothing but smile, smile.
Yeah.
Just smile. You have no idea what that does to a person's heart. Talk about heartbreak.
Yeah.
Just smile. And if you can, give them a cup of coffee. It's cold. A cup of tea.
Yeah.
Give them a quarter or something. You know, and I know they say don't give the homeless nothing, but I disagree with that. Do what your heart tells you to do. Do what your heart tells you to do. Dr. King says everybody can be great by being of service. Someone also said that service is the price you pay for the space you occupy on this planet.
That's
if you are not being of service, why are you here? Ask yourself that question. So please, please make it your business to help the homeless in any way you can. Scarves.
Yes.
sweaters.
Yes. How many hats and scarves you have in your
that you don't wear? They're just sitting there.
Somebody needs them right now. Nobody's out there in that cold.
And that ground is cold. I just found a old yoga mat. I'm gonna take that mat out there because that mat will give them one little thin layer of warmth. We got a few comments here. John Caldwell says, "Live your life," and he says Muhammad Ali said those words too. I think he did too. Thank you so much, John Caldwell, for watching the show today. Yeah, we have a responsibility to each other, and I say it every time. As a kid, my mom used to have me go to this lady's house in Lake Meadows. We were living in the projects, 3651 South Federal, and I could not understand, why am I going to this lady's house? I don't know. Why am I washing her dishes, taking out her garbage, doing her laundry, going to the grocery store? Why am I doing this? I don't know this woman. I'm 9 years old. Why would I go there and do that? Keep living a little bit. Keep living.
Yeah. And, you know, that was a cultural thing that our people did. My mother told me.
Yes.
You know, that you would send your child to help an older person.
Yes.
So that was just how communities function.
Yes.
You help those who were seniors and needed assistance. And you're, you know, a young, strong person. You can do those chores. This is how communities work. And when we know this and we do this, then we don't have people who are in need because everybody's sharing. And that's the ideal system to live under.
Yes.
Service. And we're going to give ourselves a chance to create this kind of a system so that people are no longer struggling to live when other people have much more of an abundance above and beyond what they can possibly use in a lifetime, things that they waste every day. We're going to work to make sure we distribute it to those who are needed. And we're so grateful for the Higher Learning Network and focusing on this. This is, if you're in Chicago or any of these northern cities right now, it is cold. And survival depends on us loving each other enough to share with each other what we have. So if you have a hat, a scarf, some boots,
some socks,
a blanket,
some sweater, socks, something you're not wearing.
If you're not wearing these things, take them to somebody who could be a lifesaver.
Somebody who's homeless, who's living on the cold ground. You owe it to yourself to, yes, you are your brother and your sister's keeper.
You are. Don't judge them how they got there, what did they do wrong. It doesn't matter.
Because most folks, one paycheck away from homelessness. So just keep that in mind today as we honor the life and legacy of Dr. King, of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Be sure and share this video with somebody. And like it. We thank you so very, very much for joining the conversation and the celebration of Dr. King.
Yes.
And we thank you for being here with us here on the Female Solution today. We'll be back tomorrow morning. Self-cell care with Jody Susan of Susan Essentials. And thank you for subscribing to our Facebook channel, facebook.com/HLNTV1, and our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to the Female Solution, in which we will be ending the show with. So if you have any questions, you need to contact us during the week. You can do that at info@higherlearningnetwork.org. I know I talk too fast. info@higherlearningnetwork.org. I think it's under the bottom. I'll just put it here. info@higherlearningnetwork.org. And that way you can contact me through the week or 312-409-6619. I forgot about that. You can also call. Sometimes, you know, everybody's not internet savvy. So.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share that.
You'll like
to
call.
Alrighty, so now we're going to leave you with the promo for the Female Solution so you can see what's coming up this week.
The Female Solution.
Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And thank you for being a part of the solution here with the homeless. And I forgot to mention that the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest is coming up this Saturday, January 29th. It's every fourth Saturday right here on the
high. Last Saturday. We have some fifth Saturdays.
Last Saturday, yes.
Yeah.
And if you want to see the last contestants, the last show that we did, you simply go to our YouTube channel, which is Higher Learning TV Show, and you will get a chance to see children from all over the world who are sending in their information and being a part of this great talent show. And if you have youth between the ages of 13 and 19, we would love to have them on the show. All they have to do is send an email to hlntvshow@gmail.com. That's hlntvshow@gmail.com. Send a one-minute video excuse me, with their name, their age, because it's 13 to 19, their name, their age, and whatever city they are living in. So I am going to pull up so you can see. We didn't have one in December. We had one in November. December was just too much. So just want you to see just a little bit of what we have here.
Who's cut out violence prevention programs, who's abandoned our communities and the poor and the vulnerable. And I think we got to reach out to our brothers on the street and love them and respect them and help them, not just demonize them.
From 106.3 Chicago's R&B, and you are watching Men on Higher Learning. Now, I used to hang around with some men that was into some higher learning. It just wasn't that kind of higher learning, but I got myself together now, okay?
What is it that you do in your quiet time, in your meditation time, that allows you to bring us the films that you do?
I sit courtside in Madison Square Garden, world's most famous arena.
Only Spike Lee. Only Spike Lee. That taught me a very important lesson, though. Not everybody gets up and meditates. People do different things. This is the intro of the show. I forgot all of this was up here. I was just trying to get to show the little girl the winner from November, but seeing that it's here, I'll just let it play. Bonnie Bichon, Angela Bassett, Cheryl Underwood, Natasha Womack, what's his name? Alan Simpson. Yeah, had a lot of fun. Still having fun. Little Van Gogh, my all-time favorite. Yes. Oh, my second all-time favorite.
All right.
The Queen, baby. Okay. So this is what the contest looks like every fourth Saturday. Excuse me, every last Saturday. These are the preteens because we had so many. So I just want you to see.
My name is Vanessa Mishra. I'm 6 years old. I'm taking One Night Only by Jennifer Hudson. I hope you enjoy my song.
She's not even a teenager.
Wow. What's so funny, though, is how so many of our artists are influencing world culture. I remember when I was watching TV over in South Korea, I turned to a show, and they had this rap contest, female rappers. And I'm watching these Korean young women out here, and they doing the moves, and they got the look, you know, I mean, it was just so funny seeing when you see your culture portrayed somewhere else in the world by young people.
Yeah.
That lets you know how impactful
yes. The
arts really are and our creativity really
yes.
is. So that was funny watching that.
Yeah,
yes.
I can imagine. I can imagine. So, excuse me. That lets us know the value that we hold in this world. They tell us differently, but we're slowly but surely waking up, and we're realizing, because it's like the generation under us. I mean, it's like these kids are making millions going towards billions. You know, they're throwing it away, but, you know, it's their choice to throw it away. So
that's the next thing I think we have to teach. Well, as you said, we are our brother's keeper.
Yes.
There is enough wealth circulating that we really can solve the problem. A lot of things that Father Flager was mentioning that the government has stopped doing,
mm-hmm.
well, that's our signal that we, the citizens, have to do that.
Yeah.
We have to care for each other because the government officials, even though they use our tax dollars and everything, but some of their perspectives may not bend toward compassion for people.
Ooh.
So we have to choose to be compassionate. We have to choose to take our dollars and provide. Just like doing this higher learning network is doing with the generators. I mean, we could march around and protest and say to the city, oh, mayor, you should be out here giving generators. But that's not what you see. But you see it. And so you've done it. And that's what it takes. People who see the problem and have the means have to present the solution because we have the power to do it.
It is your responsibility.
Our responsibility. We are our brothers.
Yes.
And sisters. We are our brothers and sisters keepers because there's a lot of homeless women out there. And
I learned that on the Willie Wilson tour where we were going around to all the different shelters in the city. I mean, I knew this place existed before because I'd been there before. I forgot what kind of work I was doing anyway, but I knew. I lived on North Avenue and Cedric, just a little bit south of North Avenue, in between North Avenue and Division, and once upon a time. And I noticed it was Deborah's Place, and I was like, oh, wow, this is a shelter for women. So
yeah.
I knew of the place. I just didn't know that the impact that what was going on was, I didn't know it was as prevalent as it is. So.
Yeah. Like you say, a lot of people, one paycheck away from homelessness, you know,
right.
lose everything.
Right.
Or one disaster away, you know, you can have an illness that wipes out all your savings and every dollar you were going to make.
Right.
You know, you don't know. Unforeseen things. You know, accident, illness, house fire. You know, you never know what can happen. So we have to have compassion on people. Do not judge people for whatever their circumstances is right now. Just think of how can I help?
Right.
That's the question. Not how did you get in this mess, but how can I help?
Because you having that conversation with them, how they got in, it's not going to help. It's not going to help.
It's not going to help them.
They
even
need,
if they tell you the whole story, whether
right.
you think it's legitimate or not, it's still not going to get them out of it. It's
right.
only if you do something to help.
Right. So it's on you now. So the question is, you watch the show, what are you going to do?
What are you going
to
do?
Are you going to dig something out of your closet and find something to help the homeless?
Now, if they do, you have some addresses or some locations that you suggest people take things to?
Wow. You know what? I need to post that on my blog. excuse me, and I will do that today.
Yeah, I keep running into these, I guess, tent cities, you know,
yeah.
that a lot of them are underneath viaducts because that kind of breaks the wind.
Right,
and
this Chicago wind.
So you go under a viaduct and see all these, you know, all these little tents or homemade shelters with blankets. And, you know, this is where people are living.
Right.
In the middle of winter.
Right.
So nobody's out there just because they want a bed because they don't want a job. That is
right. That is the furthest
well,
thing from the truth.
When you say things like that, I'm thinking, okay, you really don't
know. You
understand.
Really don't know. And what is really tripping me out is the fact that so many of them, as a matter of fact, when we went to deliver the generator, our first generator this year, to Tent City on Des Plaines Avenue, one in between, it's like it's a block, well, it is the whole block between Roosevelt Road and Taylor Street, right next to the gas station. It's a whole block. And when we went out there, I'm expecting to see some of the faces that we helped last year. They're all gone. These are all new young people. Young people. I'm talking about in their teens and their 20s and their 30s and their 40s. And I was like, where did everybody go? So one of the guys, his name is Jamaica. He would always be like a liaison for the people there. And he was like, everybody found housing. But now all the young people are coming. I was like, oh, my God, this work will continue long after I'm gone. So,
well, think about what happens say if a person's parent dies, and that was the breadwinner, more or less.
Yeah.
And you have a young person, and they're not established financially. They don't have a means of maintaining a home, apartment, and, you know, a couple of months, they're booted out, you know?
Right.
And, you know, what happens if you don't have a network of people who will, especially if you're over the age of 18, you're legally an adult,
yep.
and nobody's responsible for you. So if you don't have a means of survival, you're just out on the street.
You SOL.
Yeah, that's why you're seeing more young faces of homelessness because, you know, elders passed away. And, you know, again, this is something to think about. We are all going to leave here.
Yes.
Think about providing for those who you're going to leave behind, whether it's an insurance policy or some means of ongoing income that can sustain people who depended on you while you were here, because you don't know when you're going to leave. And some landlords are not sympathetic, even though it's cold. They don't care.
Nope.
They want their money.
Yep.
And if you can't pay it, they want to have somebody in their space that can.
Right.
Because they're thinking about what they have to pay.
Right. So I am going to post later today the homeless locations that we frequent, but the one, because I thought about all the others, and it's like, wow, we can't make we can't help them all until we get the donations, but there's one on Chicago Avenue.
We can put the thought out there, so those who want to help.
Yeah, if they're in that area, they can go, because one of the areas that, another area that I'm aware of is Chicago Avenue between Kedzie and I think it's Sacramento.
Yeah, I passed there the other day.
Big homeless community there. So if you're on the south side, there's plenty of them on the south side. You know, and it doesn't have to be a homeless community. You just see people living out on the street.
Yeah, sometimes it might be just them and their, you know,
Their bag or two. So we can talk about this all day long, but we won't, because right now the show is over at 10 o'clock, and we've got things to do. But we wanted to share this with you, and we want to thank you for being a active listener or viewer and doing your part. So we thank you. Be sure and tune in to the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest every last Saturday of the month from 12 until 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. We'll see you then. We'll see you there. And thank you so much for being a part of Monday Morning Mindfulness. As my girlfriend Deborah Peterson would say, who's getting better? She has COVID and pneumonia in the hospital. She's getting much better, so thank you for your prayers. Keep those prayers coming, Deborah Peterson. Health restored. That's what we want to say. Thank you for being a part of my prayer warrior team. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, stay tuned. Tomorrow morning, self-care with Jody Susan. Make it a great day, and thanks for watching. Bye-bye now. Love, peace, and hair grease. Alrighty, it's 10 o'clock. Right on. Now I got to go find somebody for next week, because I don't have nobody.
Let me think, because I know I'm always running people. When you waiting on your show? You know, and I was thinking, but I don't want to impose. So I got to call. I would say, well, I have to call my host and see if they have anybody.
Yeah, well, I don't have anybody if you got somebody. The person I had had to.